The Beehive State is also the nation's second driest state, but thanks to a recent grant from the National Science Foundation, Utah can learn how to better manage its supply of water.
What we want to do is really improve our ability to predict the future of water quality and quantity.
Diane Pataki is an associate professor of biology at the University of Utah, which will receive nearly $5.5 million of the grant. She says in order to fully picture what affects the water supply, researchers will have to study a little bit of everything.
What we would like to do is to gain a new understanding of how water resources are influenced by both natural processes, how they're influenced by what goes on in the mountains and in the climate system, in the soil, and also by human processes, by decision-making, by the engineering system, by decisions that are made in urban planning. And those things tend to be studied separately.
The project is set to last 5 years, and Pataki says plans are already underway to develop a museum-like facility for the public to learn more about their work later on.
There'll be one facility at the U of U campus and one at Utah State, and it will be an interactive facility where we can run the results of different scenarios. And so the idea is that we could interactively run models that could explore the results of those scenarios, and there'll be big screens, and they will visualize those results.
The University of Utah also plans to start a new graduate fellowship program for students studying water, while Brigham Young University and Utah State University, the lead school on the project, plan to each establish watershed observatories on the Bear and Provo Rivers. From KCPW News in Salt Lake City, I'm Jessica Gale for Utah Public Radio.